Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today, we would be talking about looking into the mirror of God's Word. We'll start off with James chapter 1, verse 22 to 24, and it reads as follows. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, and deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. See, whenever we hear God's word and don't do it, we basically have sinned in the eyes of God. And there is no good thing that can come from not taking heed to God's word. God's word is a mirror. When we look into the mirror, we see ourselves as God sees ourselves. And if we look hard enough, we'll find ourselves a sinner undone. But when we look into God's word, he will give us the corrections we need to be formed into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. You see, if you think about a natural mirror, when you wake up in the morning or about to go out the house for a special occasion, you're looking in the mirror and straightening yourself up. You're making sure your hair is in the right place, making sure your face is clean, and looking for any imperfections. Now, let's say, for example, if you look for these imperfections in the mirror and then don't make the correction, the point would be, why were you looking into the mirror? Just like God's word, he wants us to look into God's word daily. And when we look into God's word daily, we'll find out these footholds of sin in our lives that need to be cleaned up. We need to have light shined on certain areas in our life. God's word will show us what our imperfections are. And then when we find out what they are, we search God's word and find out whatever remedy we have for that sin and memorize it. And then whenever we're encountered with that sin, we recall God's word and it fights sin head on. I'm reminded of when Jesus Christ was tempted in Matthew chapter 4. Every time Satan came at Jesus, Jesus said, "It was written. It was written. It was written." He was the word. So folks, the simple point there is that we must know the word of God. The Bible says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." Why is it important that we read God's word? It is simple to be transformed into the image of his son. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalms 119, verse 9, it says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to the word. Folks, you can read God's word all you want. You can study, you can go to church. But if you do not do what it says, it profiteth you nothing. Be not only a hearer of God's word, but also be a doer. It is important that when we hear God's word, we receive it. And when we receive it, we exercise it. So I want you to go forth this week looking into the mirror of God's word, reading God's word every day and making any adjustments you need to, and go forth and do what it says. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.